Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back, and we have a packed house tonight on the eve of Survivor Season 43. The premiere is tomorrow. Tonight, though, we're doing our fantasy draft, and we have Intern and Vaughn joining us, no matter how many words Intern puts in his name there at the bottom, no matter how many letters, he's still Intern. But he's like, if I put my last name, Phil will give me respect. No, none of that.
It's a really long anagram if you arrange them in the right way, and it's like it's actually a two-dimensional word, then it spells it
just as like F. You gotta find
the puzzle. Intern is within the first and the last name, actually.
It is.
Incredible. In there. Yeah, all part of the plan. I am Intern.
But so we're going to be doing this. Before we get started on this, I just want to make sure we throw out everything for the people who want to participate in the bootlist game, the prop bet game. The links are in the description of this video. If you're a $20 patron, you are also going to get to participate in a fantasy game. You're going to pick six players. Tonight, you're only going to hear us pick four, but you're all going to pick six. And based on the scoring, whoever wins is going to get a package from Vintage Survivor Store. So you'll be getting that. They gave out the awards last year to the winner as well. So enter, become a $20 patron, patreon.com/survivorspecialist, and you can win a prize. The boot list and the prop bet are open to everybody, and you just get a buff if you win those.
All of these are due in one day and 3 hours, but hopefully earlier than that.
Yes. Please.
You can email us, survivorspecialist@gmail.com. That way both of us can see it. That would be your best bet.
Yes, perfect. That is the best bet. The scoring, correct idle play is 5 points. A correct advantage play that actually influences the vote is 3 points. Winner, 10 points. Individual immunity is 3 points. Quitting the game is negative 10. Days in the game is a half point. And that's it. That's all we got. So that's what you're going to be doing if you're picking your six people. You can pick any six people. It doesn't matter who. The way it's going to work for us is we're going to have four teams of four after all this. And at the very end, we're all going to pick a superstar player that we get to put on our team, and we'll get half their points. They can't already be on our team, so essentially we're making teams of five. We'll see how that ends up working out. I'm excited for it. There's going to be two people who aren't picked at all, so it'll be funny to see if they end up being one of the superstar players. The first time Will and I ever did this, we had a phantom tribe. I picked Mike Holloway as my last pick. He almost ended up on the phantom tribe, so that just tells you where we need to be. I did win last year. I just want to throw that out there, Vaughn. I know we brought you back, but I only brought you back so I could say that live and see your face as I said it. But perennial winner Vaughn is still here. And Alexa, I think you finished second pretty much every single year. Like, I'm either first or last. So
I'll take second because that means I'm nothing if not consistent.
There you go. That's what we're looking for.
With my average picks.
Intern, I know that you are the brilliant mastermind who just put everything into a name generator. So how are we doing the draft, and how do I know if I should trust you?
All right. So I went to randomlistgenerator.org, and ooh, I put in all four names. And the screenshot that I sent Alexa, you can see that I only ran the simulation once. So the draft order will be: first is Phil.
Yes.
Second is me. Third is Vaughn. And fourth is Alexa.
So you know that nobody faked this.
Yeah. You would not have
put me. No one would want Phil to go first.
Oh, Phil, you just weren't on the list. I guess you're not drafting this year. Sorry.
So that the way this will work is we're going to snake it. So I'm going to pick first, and then we're going to go all the way through. We're going to snake it. And then when we actually pick our superstar player, I'm going to pick that person last. So I think this was really Intern's way of just making sure I don't get Justine as my superstar player, which is always a wonderful thing. Alexa and I have already talked about this cast to death. So going to be fun to hear what Intern and Vaughn say. And I don't know what you guys like, so I can't even really – I don't like being first.
Yeah, when you guys Robert and Vaughn, when you both go, give like a quick overview of what your take is on the cast as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Can do.
For sure. For sure. Okay, so I have to start it off – I'm not going to pick Justine as my winner pick, just because if you're looking at this, other than like winner and days in the game, don't really see her as too much of a threat in the other ways. Maybe, I don't know. I'm just going to try to go against my type here and pick somebody else so that I can feel better about myself. Hang on. I got to look at the actual cast because
Phil still doesn't know who the cast is.
I wasn't expecting to pick first. I'm going to go against everything that Alexa and I say every time. And I'm going to go with the most excited person coming into the season, which there's pretty much two people in the running for that right now. I would say between Owen and Jesse, I think those are the two most excited people. I'm going to take the one that I think has like Russell upside and Wardog downside, which is pretty much means they finish between second and eighth. And I'm going to pick Jesse as my first pick because I think I'm going to get longevity. I think I'm going to get idols. I think I'm going to get advantages. That's where I'm going on this first one. And I think in to steal Vaughn's phrase, we got a high ceiling and we got a pretty high floor, I think. I don't think we have as low of a floor on him. So that's going to be my first pick for this draft.
You can't say that somebody has Russell upside, but Wardog downside, but this person has hair on top of their head. Like, it doesn't even, what are you doing?
I know. Little do we know, Vaughn's the king of props. Little do we know, he's actually wearing a wig right now, and he was going to pick Jesse. He's so pissed. He's just going to rip off the hair. But
you'll never know which props I leave on the cutting room floor because I can't pick the people.
All right. So that's going to be my first one.
God, Jesse, I am next. So I'm going to comment on Jesse. There's something that like reading about him being a PhD in political science that was like, you know, he used to be on the streets and now is just like has a PhD. That's crazy. I feel like it says in his bio, I know that the bios are kind of like, they're supposed to be the eccentric parts of them, but him saying like, I have book smarts and street smarts, like really does stand out to me. So, I think
he's like the only person actually qualified to say that.
Yeah, actually. Right. And like you look at him and you're like, wow, all right, like you don't even need to like read anything else. You're like, yeah, this guy makes sense. Jesse was a pretty high pick for me. But for my pick, my first pick, I have traditionally not done well in the draft, right? I think if you look at my season 40 winners at War draft and you notice how all of my picks are people that went home pre-merge. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is I don't got a lot to lose. I've already experienced the embarrassment of like complete last place. So anything that I do is justified because I'm just shooting for the stars. Anyways, so my first pick is going to be Cassidy.
Yes.
I know that like it would be funny to pick like the go shoot for the moon, like, you know, pick Owen second, you know, Owen's, I think he's going to do great, or, you know, get Jacob Derwent or something. But, you know, Cassie, it feels like she's just going to be a solid pick. Right. Like where is my sheet for her? She does like psychology and like dealing with people's like mental stuff. And if you think back to Tori Meehan, like she made it pretty far in the game. She had advantages. And I think that like, you know, not that these people aren't going to all be characters, but compared to someone like, you know, Jesse or Owen, right. Someone that isn't as exciting and can just like be there. I kind of get like Lindsay Dolashawick vibes from her. She's just like, she's going to be a solid force. She's going to be there. She's going to be there at the end. So I'm going to go with Cassidy.
Beautiful pronunciation of Lindsay's last name. Really, like,
well, with my last name, you really got to learn to pronounce other people's last names, or else you kind of shoot yourself in the foot there. So
I know we need to get a bouncing ball so that we can just have that going in the bottom corner the whole time. Googly Elmino.
That wasn't even right, Phil. I just want to let you know.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah. I'm only half Italian, so it doesn't matter. All right, Vaughn, what do you think about these first two picks and where are you at?
Sure. So I think these are both two good picks. So I think Jesse, I had him in my top three, so I can't really fault that. I agree with everything that was said. You know, you've got this political science PhD who has studied voting, and then you've got this wrinkle that he was in a gang. I mean, sign me up, right? I feel like he's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I really can't imagine, especially given the preseason content he's gotten, that he's going to be someone who goes early. So I actually feel like he probably does have a high floor and a high ceiling. I don't know if he really is going to win. I feel like, how can you let someone like this actually go to the final three? I could see him being someone that they really start targeting at like 7, 6, 5, whatever. And then he's got to win some stuff or play some stuff, but good pick. You know, Cassidy is someone who I had initially ranked really low because I read her bio and she had a bunch of stuff in there about like manifesting and like spirituality references. And like, she talked about Mother Earth. And I think it says probably more about me than it does about her that I was just immediately repelled by this. But then I listened to y'all's Bootless game, and I learned that Cassidy was a fan of the podcast. So then I moved her up. No, just kidding. That does not influence my judgment. That's why I'm so good at this. And last year, notwithstanding,
you still picked the winner.
scoring system was flawed, just for the record, just so that everyone knows.
It's flawed unless it benefits you.
But right? No, actually what happened with Cassidy is that my wife then listened to all of the interviews and she was like, oh, you should give Cassidy a second chance. I actually think that she has a lot of upside. So then I re-listened to it and was like, grudgingly, okay, sure. So I bumped her way up into my top 10. So I think definitely Intern is correct that it's a little bit of sort of a swing for the fences move to pick her number two overall. But, you know, I think it's not a terrible pick. I'm going to go with someone who has already been referenced multiple times, not because I think that he is the most likely to win, but I do. He is my winner pick, but mostly because he grew up a couple of miles away from me. Owen,
the geography
down. I've got my Maryland flag and crab hat ready for Owen. So this dude is just awesome, right? So he's from near me, which is obviously the number one credential you can have for this game or any other. He name checks like emotional intelligence. He references Adam Klein, obviously a big favorite of this podcast. He obviously just has an amazing head for the game, right? He talks about understanding how he needs to keep his threat level low. He talks about how the fact that he has like long hair may like throw people for a loop and make people not realize that he's like either as smart or as athletic as he is. obviously the downside is, you know, a little bit like Jesse, like how do you let this guy get to the end? He's like a little too obvious. I don't really see the Jacob Derwin downside here of like super fan flame out. I think he's got too good of a head on his shoulders. And I think that he's just too socially adept to have that low of a floor. With a winner ceiling and probably a floor of maybe like eighth or ninth, mm-hmm. Owen, come on down.
I appreciate that you know our biases as, you know, if someone's a fan of us, we're a fan of them. But I appreciate that you acknowledge your own bias, that if somebody is geographically close to you, they must win.
And I'm glad that you are taking the mantle of geographic bias away from me. So I'm not getting any of that flame this year, despite us both being close to each other, right?
Yeah, not since Nora, I think, has anyone lived this close to me. And I, despite the fact that Nora ended up doing really well, I was super low on her. So this is the first time I really had a geographic buddy here who I actually think has a chance to win. So I'm pouncing. I've got the hat. I'm ready to go.
Go for it. Yeah. Everyone inside theirs, right?
Yeah.
Jesse gives me more hope, like Tommy or something. I feel like Owen has the energy JD had. And that's not a bad thing, but JD didn't win. And he was a big fan of this podcast.
Jesse couldn't be nearly as boring as Tommy is.
That's true. That's true. Just mentioning his name made people log off.
I think I'm gonna leave now.
Alexa, who are your two picks in a row here?
Okay, yeah, two in a row. I was not really planning for this. So my number one, I'm going to pick Ryan. I really like Ryan. I think that the two people I pick, what you said, Vaughn, like, how do you let these people get to the end? But I think we're at a point in Survivor where everybody has a story that's going to just be really difficult to like let someone get to the end with. So maybe they all cancel out. I really like Ryan. I think he has a good story, but at the same time, as somebody who was born with cerebral palsy, he has gone through his entire life dealing with either people being very sympathetic to that, or I'm sure being a teenager that was absolutely horrible. And it's also just based on the like minimal videos that we've seen, I don't know how visible it is, which I think for him could work in his favor. He also seems to be extremely athletic and he's like a big dude, but he doesn't give like Jonathan energy. Like he doesn't look like gigantic guy who's going to crush every single challenge. He seems a lot more soft-spoken. So I see a lot of balance with him, which I really like. And then for number two, I'm going to pick Noelle because she's from New Hampshire and from New Hampshire, but also I think it was going to be really tough for her to win, but I see her getting a lot of points. I see her getting immunities. She'll get rewards. I think she's going to do really well.
Okay. Vaughn and Intern, I'm curious to hear what you think about not so much Ryan, because I feel like Ryan kind of a safe pick there with Alexa. And I had Ryan pretty low in my bootless game, mainly because I just suck at bootless games. What do you all think about Noelle, considering how people with missing limbs have done on Survivor in the past, which has not been very good?
Probably a small sample, but Intern, you go, and then I'll go into my pick.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that. I'm scared that, like, Noelle – it's very easy for people on the island to pick out something and just be like, we just need anything for myself to not be the first person voted out. Oh, she's missing a leg. That's something that, like, she's got to be worried about. And I know that she's a Paralympian and is probably more physically capable than any of the, like, the four of us combined. I still think there's, like, that visual that you got to get through. I could also, like, see her just winning immunities, right? Like, I think that it's, like, a, if she's able to get past those first few days, like, she's like, going to be a good physical asset to her tribe and make it to at least, like, the merge. So I don't know. I'd say, like, probably 80%, like, definitely makes the merge, and there's, like, a 20% just, like, oops, sorry, first boot or something.
I'm going to very briefly interrupt. I forgot to mention this. What I actually find most concerning about Noelle, I saw there's like a 4-minute video of the first 4 minutes of the episode. Her shoe of choice is a croc. And I don't know how many shoes they give them, but I found that extremely alarming.
For which, for like the main foot or the other foot?
The main. Well, I guess
she's
I guess
just wearing Crocs.
Okay. See, yeah. I don't know.
Like,
yeah.
The Crocs are the concern.
Okay. That, yeah. But also, like, I don't know. I feel like, what if she just had a Croc on, like, the prosthetic foot? See, like, that would be, I think that would be more strange, right?
Here's my thing. I live in South Florida and we just moved, and now I'm pretty close to, like, a high school. And I saw about 15 kids yesterday. It's like 90 degrees out, wearing sweatpants and Crocs with socks. And I was like, what in the world is happening?
Alexa,
to the
I think also Crocs are in and we're just old. Like,
I think they are in, and I think this is a me problem. But anyways, continue.
So they're definitely in because my son is 4. So he's like even younger and cooler than the Zoomers, you know? Right, he's like, that's really the cutting age of fashion, you know, this like preschool generation. And he's been like Snapchatting with all of his bros and they all have Crocs on. So I can confirm. So I think Ryan and Noelle are sort of similar in the sense that, like, they both kind of have this, you know, possible down like physical, you know, problem or disability. But in actuality, they're both kind of actual beasts. Like, once you get past the fact that Ryan had mild cerebral palsy and that Noelle has a prosthetic limb, I think they're both probably going to be extremely athletic presences on their cast. Like, Ryan is a fitness trainer and Noelle is a Paralympian. I don't really think there's any downside at all to people being like, oh, they're going to cost our like small tribe some wins. I think both of them are going to be obvious assets for their respective tribes physically. I actually question both of their strategy, and it's from their answers. Obviously, who knows, right? These question and answer things, we're all just kind of guessing. But based on both of their answers to the same question, which is, who do you want to play like? Ryan says Rupert because he liked that he was a provider, which is like, hey, back in the day, I was a big as Rupert fan as anyone else in America, but I'm not sure in 2022, if I wanted to win, I'd be saying that I wanted to like play a provider role. So that makes me like question Ryan's sort of strategic chops. And then Noelle, she just kind of gave me a little bit of a bland take from her videos or whatever. I mean, she'll probably be fine. But one thing that rubbed me the wrong way about her, and seemingly like maybe like 7 people in every cast, is saying that they want to play like Kelly Wentworth in her second season, where she just found a bunch of idols. It's like, she was on the bottom. You don't want to emulate that. She was on the bottom the whole season. And then she was having to like scratch and claw. I guess that's like admirable if you find yourself in a terrible position in the game. But why would your best case scenario, when someone says who you want to play like, be like, oh yeah, I want to play like the person who almost got voted out several times in a row and then ultimately did get voted out, not even that close to the end?
It's because,
like,
they want to give you a lot of points for playing idols, you know?
That's it.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. If she would have shouted out the fantasy game, then maybe I would say good pick. But yeah, so that's why I'm down on her, not the Paralympian thing. I mean, she's clearly a badass. I think she's going to be winning a lot of challenges. I can't imagine that either of these two people are going to be like early targets. I just think that like upon a swap or upon the merge, I just don't think they have like necessarily the strategic savvy that some of these other people do. But, you know, who knows? So I, for my second pick, I'm going to pick someone. You guys will remember, I believe my second winner pick ever on this show, I believe, or on this podcast, I think, was none other than Chrissy, who really was the real winner of her season, if you recall. I am going to pick Lindsay here because I think we have not seen a mom as good and as possible as a good of a winner possibility since Chrissy, as Lindsay. So she, to me, just strikes me as someone who she's been a fan for a long time. I think she comes across really like just cool and genuine and not sort of like a mom, like I'm going to like try to parent all the people on the tribe vibe. She like really kind of feels, not that she's old, she's like in her what, earlier mid 40s, which qualifies you, I guess, as geriatric on this television show, which one day will make me feel really old. But for right now, I'm in denial that I'm getting close to there. But like, you know, she is someone who absolutely could come across as like, you know, early to mid 30s, which is actually like the peak age. I don't know if she's going to lie about her age, but the peak age in terms of Survivor performance. So I really think that she's got a good head for the game. I think she's like socially adept. She's got the whole nurse thing. So she's obviously, you know, used to dealing with people in really traumatic and tough situations. So I think she's got a good occupation. I think she's like clearly fairly physically strong, especially considering her, you know, age. So I really like her. I think she was one of the stars of the preseason. If you watch the first 4 minutes, this also made me bump her up a little bit. She has an awesome winner quote in the first 4 minutes of the episode.
She does.
Now that I've mentioned it, you guys can all enjoy it again tomorrow night when we all watch it back, and you can be like, wow, what a great quote.
Wow, Vaughn was so right.
I didn't watch this first 4 minutes.
White Vaughn is again.
Yeah.
So now you'll remember that in the episode. You'll think of me. Wait, what was it? What was it, Phil? Did Phil, you have a comment about how you're going to think of me tomorrow night? Or
yeah, no, I'm just saying I didn't actually watch the
You'll go back and watch that and think of me. But anyway, the one thing I would want to mention from her interview, which is really not at all related to her win equity, is she says that her pet peeve is, quote unquote, when people play games on their phone and don't put the phone on silent. So this quote really stood out to me, because are these two clauses or one clause, right? If she's saying that she hates, number one, when people play games on their phone, and also when people don't put their phone on silent, or does she hate when people play games while their phone is on silent? Mm-hmm. This is a big difference, because if it's two separate clauses, makes me think maybe I'm wrong. And she does have like some mom energy of like, how dare you be on your phone? Which I think is just kind of like a little bit of a dated view, kind of like get with the times mom sort of vibe.
Because playing games on your phone is cool.
Yeah, playing games on your phone, like while you're talking to people, is absolutely cool and socially normal behavior.
It's so cool.
However, playing games on your phone while your phone is not on silent is a legitimately terrible thing to do to someone. And if that's her pet peeve, I've never heard of anyone doing this, but if that's her pet peeve and people are doing that to her in real life, you go, girl. Like, I am with you. So I hope maybe by the end of the season we'll get an answer to that. But either way, I think Chrissy will do well. I'm not Chrissy. Chrissy already did well.
You're got her finishing second place.
Chrissy, I can't even say her an actual. Maybe I'll just start calling her Chrissy. But Lindsay will crush it this year, whether she loves phones or not.
Love it. I love it. Intern, what do you got?
God, yeah. Wow, that is a really good pick. I mean, you statistically look at like the archetypes, and like the mom archetype always does well. I think they're like always do well, but don't win. But like, I mean. Yeah, you and Lindsay are giving enough of a reason that like she has winner upside despite being in this mom archetype. So like, you know, I mean, I think it's a good pick. I had her as my number two. So thanks for stealing that away from me.
Which means she's gonna be terrible, Vaughn. So thanks.
Everyone's pick already was they were all tied for my number one except my. That's crazy. Okay, so for my second pick, fourth pick overall, I'm going to do a little bit of you guys know the phrase entanglement, where like two things are kind of like locked together and now have the same, you know, one depends on the other. I'm going to entangle myself and our good friend Phil. I'm going to pick Justine as my second pick. So now, if Phil does well in one game, I do well in the other. So we are now entangled. Other than that, like, you read her bio and it's like, wow, she knows what she's doing. Maybe there's something about like, oh, it's another like Filipino woman that's like after Erica. But like, regardless of that, like, oh man, just look, skimming through her bio again. Like, I don't know, everything that Phil said in like when you picked her, like I agree with. So I don't know, nothing else beyond that. I think she's a great pick. I hope you guys, you know, besides, I haven't, you know, so kind. I hope you are now also entangled with Phil. and we can all be
going a whole different way.
We're just gonna keep
I don't know what's going on. Phil, choose before I like talk.
Yeah, I'll do it before our podcast gets kicked off YouTube for you in using the word entangle in a derogatory way. Yeah. So I like the Justine pick. I really do. I think she's got the Kim type potential. I think Vaughn has no faith in her because I think Vaughn would have picked her. So that's good. That makes me think that my winner pick was bad. However, I was not going to pick this person until Vaughn just went off and convinced me that I need to pick this person. And Vaughn, you convinced me without mentioning this person's name one time that I need to pick them, because Lindsay is the clear second place finisher on this season. And you're going to call her the robbed G-Otis, as I like to say. She's going to be robbed by a man from Idaho. And that is Gabler. And I'm going to take Gabler here because Vaughn just convinced me this is HHH 2.0, which nobody asked for, but that's what we're getting. And I am taking Gabler. He's going to win it. Everybody's going to be pissed.
Oh my God. I can't believe you did that. That's crazy.
I love that.
That's already vivid.
Incredible.
Wow. I'm already like, I can already picture myself like posting on Reddit that actually Lindsay deserved to win the season.
That's what I want. I love it. I love where we're at here. And then with my next pick, I'm going to go, I guess, a little bit more normal. And I'm just going to take Gio just because I like Gio. I think Gio's got a lot of potential to go pretty far in this game. So, you know, I would have taken Justine here if intern hadn't. But I'll take Gio. And I don't know. I just think he's going to be able to run his starting tribe. And I think if you can get in a good spot in your starting tribe, you're going to get me points. And being the third pick out of the four people I'm going to get, who knows what I'm going to be left with here at the end, but I'm going to be happy with this.
Okay. Wow. The Gabler pick. All I can think of is Brad Reese from 41. Mm-hmm. And I remember being so high on him. I think I drafted him and then he was pre-merge and I like, man, I really like him, but I was a little too scared for someone that's still trying to swing for the fences here. Geez. And then the Geo pick. Yeah, he scared me a little too much by saying that he wanted to be Boston Rob. I think that, you know, Boston Rob's play style doesn't work. You know, as we saw in Winners at War, of people like actually knowing how to deal with that now. I mean, I could see it working with like newer players, right? But it seemed a little bit too like the upside wasn't really worth the potential risk. But I mean, you know, I mean, I'm down to be surprised, basically. I'm just really stalling because I'm trying to decide between which of these two I'm going to pick next.
We got a hard out at 5:30, intern. What are you doing?
Oh, no. we will do... it's a tight choice between two. I'm deciding between Naka. How do you say that? I don't
know. Naka.
Naka. Okay. Naka and Elizabeth. It's close. I can't imagine. I feel like they're not going to both make it around. Let's go with Ellie. I think Naka is like, she also has the mom archetype. Also, can I say, I mean, I'm sure we'll get back to her later. Like, she does not look 43. If she came up to me and said that she was 20, I'd be like, wow, that's crazy. So good on her. I'm going to go with Ellie. I think that she also like specializes in working through PTSD with veterans. I understand that I am biased towards people that like understand how psychology works because like it is a social game, but like knowing psychology does help you through all that kind of stuff. She does want to be the advantage queen, and like, you know, we are in the age of advantages. Advantages do get you points. Maybe not as much as I thought that like Justine would do, or like, you know, some of the other picks, but I think she's a solid pick, and I think she'll do well. So that is my third pick.
Yeah.
So my brief take on all these picks, out on Justine, she mentions both Wentworth and Joe Anglum as people she wants to play like. So she's out. I know you guys love her. I know that she's maybe I don't know. Is she a friend of the pod too, or
no? I just
independently love her. Okay,
she just looked like Kim.
She's close to us geographically.
Yeah. So okay, so I'm out on her. Gio, I like. I think he'll probably do pretty good. I'm in on that pick. Ellie, that pick makes me mad because I would have picked her. She definitely would not have made it around. Though maybe intern saved me for myself because I feel like I always fall for like the therapist, psychologist. This is archetype. This is like, I'm such a sucker for this. I'm always like, oh, it's the perfect job for the game. And then they never seem to live up to expectations, at least like when they're on my team. And then, oh man, the Gabler pick. Well, I'm glad that I somehow talked you into taking him, despite my, you know, no intentions thereof, because woof, I mean, this guy, he says he doesn't like skinny jeans, which feels like an attack. That was basically like my uniform circa like 2009. So how dare you, Gabler? He also like references his dad was a Green Beret, which is cool, but then he calls him a Patriot, which again, saying more about me than him, but kind of makes me think, ugh. And then he responds, you guys ready for his answer to the question? Why do you think you'll be the sole survivor? Ready for his answer? Yes. It's like, if I thought maybe he was doing it intentionally, it would be kind of like a baller move, but I think he just literally didn't read it. So that makes me worry a little bit, like in terms of like, I don't know, attention to detail or whatever. Did I miss anyone? Is that everybody's picks? Okay. All right. So I'm going with the person I have ranked fifth. I had Ellie at four. So intern did steal one from me.
We're here, just stealing it back from each other.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Carla here at five. I know that I cheated and listened to, obviously, the Bootless game to try to get a window into the minds of Phil and Alexa. They seem to both put Carla into the merge, despite the fact that, you know, they didn't necessarily think that she was going to be the best player. I just think Carla, maybe she doesn't win the season, but she's clearly going to be a big personality this season. She's all over the previews. I think actually the first preview I watched for this season included that quote from her where she's like, you know, there are some lines I wouldn't cross in this game. Like, for example, actually, yeah, there's nothing I would do to win. From that quote, I was like, all right, I'm going to like this woman. So, yeah, I mean, you know, she grew up low income, but she, you know, achieved. Her parents are Mexican immigrants. She mentions how her ancestors have her back. She's got all sorts of like Twitter gold here. Like Stan Twitter is going to be all over Carla, which means they'll all be all over my fantasy team when it's up for a poll and a vote after this. Hopefully all of the Carla fans will vote for Vaughn. But yeah, I think that she's probably not our winner, but I also just think that she's been such a big personality. And I think also she just like radiates so much kind of cool vibes that I have a hard time imagining a world. At least I don't want to, I shudder at imagining a world where she's pre-merge.
He shudders.
Shudders.
Like chills go up my spine.
I like that you threw in the vote for Vaughn thing. It's almost like you've done that before, huh?
Yeah, I'm used to saying that. I also didn't want to take my next person on my list is someone who I think is an Alexa favorite. So, you know, I wanted to be nice to her because she needs it. She's a good person. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I'm about to like finish my team here right now, which is pretty crazy doing that with only.
Remember, you get to pick first with the superstar pick at the end. So if your person's still out there, don't pick them because you're going to get them on your team. You're only going to get half the points, but you're going to get them.
That is a very good point. I am going to follow Vaughn's lead of the character and a bit with what I did with Noelle. This person could be around a little bit just in terms of a points perspective. I'm going with Mariah. She was fairly present in the 4 minutes, which obviously means that she's going to win. But I think she's somebody who I get, maybe we get mild Marianne vibes just because she's like high energy, wants to make friends, but I actually appreciate that. I'm really over the like, I'm just here to make money. I don't care about anybody. I'm glad that that's sort of on its way out. Yes, she dresses very loud. Yes, I'm sure she will be very loud, but I don't necessarily think it will be in a like, I want to control or I want to be too strategic. I actually think she'll, you know, people will like her. I don't necessarily know if she'll win, but I think she'll be around for quite a bit. So Mariah is my number three, and my number four I was kind of struggling with, but I'm going to pick James, probably because I picked him for a lot of other things. And Vaughn just pursed his lips, so I'd love to hear his take on that.
Oh, I just knew you were going to pick him. That's the only reason I've heard. I like Thank James. James was the only other person I was considering there with Carla. I like James. I mean, I think Yeah, you got the, you know, the chess champion, sort of like black nerd archetype guy. You know, he's an event planner. I love this guy. I mean, I think he'll also be around a while. I mean, it's a little strange that he like says he wants to like, if he wants to do like a Sandra anyone but me strategy, which of course a lot of people say, but then if that fails, he says he's just going to like turn into an agent of chaos like Russell. I can't remember a whole lot of people other than I guess Phil at the beginning of this episode mentioning Russell is like something that they hope to aspire to, or that someone on their fantasy team would aspire to. But yeah, that like worries me a little bit, but also makes me like really excited. Like hopefully he will really find himself on the outs and we'll get to see like the chess champion go full Russell. That would be awesome.
I mean, if he also tries to emulate Parvati, then, you know, you got your top three heroes versus villains right there. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a good strategy.
He's a triple threat.
I'm surprised, Alexi, you didn't take him sooner. I thought he for sure was going to be going right away. I thought you were going to skip over Noelle, and I thought Noelle would still be around. So I was surprised that you didn't take him there, but
switching it up, you know,
same thing. I didn't take Justine first. Alexa and I mixing it up. We gotta get off our archetypes.
With Mariah, can I just say, I want to know more about her selfie museum. She mentions that her greatest accomplishment is opening her selfie museum. I definitely just need to know more about that. She's clearly, yeah, she's like going to be a lot of fun. I'm not really sure how far she's going to go.
I mean, if I had a selfie museum, it would be like me sitting at my office every day, which is also my apartment. I mean, she has like the most insane, she has more colors of hair than like, I don't even know. There's just so many, right? So like, I could see that that's like an actual like real thing that I could go in and enjoy. So I'm sure she's going to be a blast out on the island.
I actually hired a stylist to do my hair like that if I did end up picking her, but I didn't. So now I just actually texted the stylist that they can go home.
Right.
This would have been a 4-hour podcast. We were actually going to watch Vaughn get his hair
left. Y'all would have left, and then it would just me sitting in silence, sort of like wincing at the pain every once in a while.
Yeah. But we appreciate the commitment to the
draft.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And the number one rule of podcasting is silence is great. Everybody wants to listen.
Okay, so but I'll just go ahead and like since I don't have any more picks, I'll sort of lay my cards on the table here and tell you the two people I'm sort of picking between. They're both people who I actually don't think are going to be awesome at the game, because yeah, I mean, it's my last pick, and they're actually both two of the younger male castaways. So one is Sammy, who is the absolute youngest. He also mentions Kelly Wentworth, which is a huge X on him. He does the classic. Actually, both of them do this classic young bro thing where their like best accomplishment is like this like classic young person thing to like brag about. So Sammy says Eagle Scout, which is like, you know, the number one most cliche thing you can say. And then Dwight says perfect score on the ACT, which is probably like number one douchiest thing you can say. yeah, but I am going to go with, and also, man, y'all should like just read Sammy's like whole thing. He like overwrites so much like a high schooler. It's awesome. Like at one point he says that everyone he meets, quote unquote, grows a heart on their sleeve.
Yeah, that's wrong.
What does that even mean? So anyway, I actually initially had ranked Sammy first, but I'm going to pick Dwight here because I watched the videos one more time before we went live, and Dwight, you know, he just comes across to me as so sweet and earnest rather than threatening. I feel like Sammy is going to be a little more obnoxious and kind of in your face. I don't think either of these people are necessarily going to be early targets because I think they'll be both relatively physical assets on these small tribes. So I think they're probably safe for a little while. I think best case scenario for both of them is just making it a couple more votes after the merge. So I don't think that their range of outcomes is like super broad, that their ceilings are pretty low, hence last pick again. But I just feel like Sammy is someone who could rub people the wrong way at the merge and become like a merge boot target. Whereas Dwight, he's got a little bit more of years of experience. I hate that he hates to be compared to Dwight Schrute. I mean, that really rubs me the wrong way. He needs to completely change his opinion on that. But yeah, he just, to me, he seems like so sweet. Like, why would you take this guy out? Like, I just don't see anyone being like, oh man, that's the mastermind of the season. So maybe he'll at least give me some day longevity here. So yeah,
Dwight. I hope that he and Gabler pair up so then they can really form the office duo that no one wants to talk about. Mm-hmm. Michael and Dwight. So mm-hmm. Wow. I had Dwight a little bit lower. I'm just really low on young castaways as a whole. I know that like mm-hmm. typically, like, I mean, Marianne won, right? I don't know.
She's an outlier.
She's an outlier, right? So I don't know. I probably wouldn't have done it. I also think that you got to give some props to Sammy for being a pet cremator, right? Like, what more emotionally taxing job can you have than taking people's loved pets and burning them, right? I don't know. Like, that's, I couldn't do it. He obviously, like, maybe he is, like, learned to do it. Maybe he's insane. Survivor's also emotionally taxing. That's all I'm going to say. Well, I'm going to go back to the other pick that I was going to take, and I'm going to take Nneka. I think she also has, like, kind of a mom vibe. She looks incredible for being 43. Her winner that she or the people she identifies with most are Suri and Denise, which out of, like, you know, the entire cast of people that you could choose, Denise is incredible. So I'm down. I'm in. Like, I don't think she, in terms of, like, if we're comparing moms, I think Lindsay probably, again, has more upside, which is, you know, why she got picked earlier. But, like, come on. Like, I think she's got a lot in her. And just everything I saw about her made me feel like she's going to do well. So
I was really hoping, in turn, that you would have forgotten that you liked her. So I could have gotten her. Because I'm about to have four dudes on my team. We got a dude party going on over here because
dude
I'm not
party
thinking,
at Phil's house.
Yeah. So I just keep thinking of freaking sausage party. But anyway, I'm not gonna take Janine. I have really low hopes for Janine. I think Janine can end up surprising everybody, because if she doesn't surprise everybody, she's gonna go home early. I don't think anybody's high on Janine.
I had Janine higher, but as someone that is also within, like, the tech space, I was like, most likely talking with other tech people, like, you know, well, maybe want to be a little bit safe
as his like superstar, and he's going to be so proud of it. No, see, he's okay. Good. So Janine's going to be thrown over to this Phantom Tribe thing, whatever we got. So I'm between Cody and Sammy. I don't really understand why everybody, like, hates Cody, but then again, I didn't watch any videos.
We love him. I don't know if anyone's like, he is going to win. I find him unbelievably funny.
I'm just very confused that he's still here for me, all of that. I thought Sammy would have been picked. I didn't think Sammy or Cody would be, like, necessarily the odd person out. I just think Sammy's too young. I'm not buying it. Like everybody has said, like, everything this guy does is so high schooler. Like, there's something there between Sammy and Michael Yerger. Michael Yerger was, like, already a model. He's already surrounded by people. Like, Michael Yerger's hanging out with millionaires, doing all this stuff. Like, he knows how to be social, even if he doesn't know how to pop off my screen on TV. Sammy, I feel like, is going to pop, but I don't think Sammy is going to be all that good at the game. I don't see a Will Wall type strategy coming from him. I don't see anything like that. So I'm going to go with Cody, and I'm just going to say, why are we low on Cody? I don't know, but I'm going to take Cody. It's the last pick of the draft. I'm going to be fine with it. And yeah, team boys over here, BOIS. That's what I got. I got all the boys over here.
I just think you're biased because his antics seem like someone that someone from Florida would like. So
I don't understand what that means. In turn,
understand what that means.
I think you would understand what that means if you didn't live in Florida.
We don't make the news. What are you talking about? All right. So the two people who weren't picked, Sammy and Janine. Anybody high on either of them and wish that they any regret on taking them, not taking them?
Now that you say it, I do wish I first picked Sammy. That would have been a good idea.
Yes. Vaughn, take on.
Well, I already mentioned that I think, yeah, Sammy, I have, like, at least in my top half, like, I feel like, yeah, I totally agree that he seems, like, super young and could be an early boot. I just feel like he's going to be so physically fit. He may be rubbing them the wrong way on the early tribe, but I feel like on those small tribes, you've got to keep him around, especially because I think that yellow tribe is probably going to be going to tribal a lot early. And I feel like he's going to be someone, even if he's rubbing people the wrong way, like, they just are going to feel like they can't afford to get rid of him. And then maybe he can just kind of churn out some days. So I'm cool with him. Janine, I'm out on. Like, she mentions that she's, like, an introvert who says that, like, she needs time to recharge. I feel like that's not going to really work. I mean, they do get a lot of downtime out there on the island, but I feel like it's not the right sort of personality traits I'd be looking for. I also thought it was funny that she thinks that Kim Spradlin's game in quote unquote, like, embodied feminism, which I think is pretty funny because Kim Spradlin famously, like, mentioned how she, like, actually is not a big feminist and she only, like, rallied the girls because of the structure of the season. So yeah, just thought that was kind of a funny aside. I don't really think that means that Janine is going to like win or lose over that. But yeah, I think I don't think that I'll be drafting her as my superstar.
Alexa, how do you feel about this?
I don't think people hate Massachusetts nearly as much as they hate other states. So I disagree with that statement.
All right. So Alexa, you get to pick your person first. So you can go ahead and pick Janine right now if you want to. But you can pick anybody. They just can't be one of the four people on your team. You're going to get half points for this person. Who are you taking?
Who is your superstar?
I think I'm going to listen to Vaughn and I'm going to go with Lindsay. I think she's somebody that I like definitely overlooked throughout the first few weeks of the preseason, but I trust his judgment. And also I like the Chrissy comparison too. So I'll go with Lindsay for my pick here.
I'm flattered as always. I'm torn between two people here, and it's just purely a game mechanic decision that I'm racking my brain through right now. Do I choose someone who I think is going to go really far, who someone else already has, therefore limiting the point upside of my team, right? Or do I pick someone who has not been selected because I will be the only one getting points for them? And while I think obviously that they will do worse, if I'm wrong about that, and I'm often wrong, sometimes wrong, not often.
Yeah, not often. Sometimes, not on this podcast, at
yeah,
least.
Yeah, not on this podcast, at least. Maybe some other podcasts. So I take the upside swing because I'm obviously shooting for first. I'm not shooting for second or third. I want first. And it's tough. So Sammy would be the upside play here. I'm very tempted to do that since no one picked him, and I was deliberating with him on my last pick anyway. I have him in my top 10. It's tempting, but I also just really don't want to have to root for Phil in any way. But alas, I'm going to go with Jesse as my superstar.
No! Ah, I was going to pick Jesse.
Yeah,
ah.
I think that he's just one of the people, one of these cluster of people I'm most confident in that he's going to make it deep along with fortunately, a couple of other people I took. And so if I can corner the market on these sort of like big preseason personality types that seem to be getting a lot of the limelight, I'm going to be wrong on a few of them, like one or two of them, maybe kind of like shock pre-merge boots. But I feel like maybe enough of them will go deep to bring me another championship here. And I think Jesse is my best bet that's not on my team currently.
Got it. And Owen's your winner pick, right? Before we jump to intern, who's going to
correct? Okay. Obligatory. Given obligatory. His home.
It's me getting a New Jersey person. Like, yep. You got to be the winner pick. Who you got?
Man, I was gonna pick Jesse. I guess I already have. Here's the thing: is that I already have the top four point earners on my team. So I'm kind of just playing around with who I want to.
You have an all-female team too. I have the boys tribe. You got the girls tribe.
I know.
Girls round.
Intern's a huge feminist.
Girls night. I think we're going to not just to spite Vaughn, but I also think it's a good pick. I'm going to pick Carla.
Mm.
This is as a revenge pick for picking Jesse. I mean, I also think, you know, she's great. Lots of energy. Now, also, just to steal some more of Vaughn's limelight, when Carla speaks, was it Carla? Was it someone else? Did I get the quote right of when she says something?
Yeah,
that we
you bungled you? That actually. Oof, really awkward for you. It was Lindsay with the winning
Lindsay,
quote in the first
Lindsay.
Episode. So now, don't worry, everyone will still be thinking of me. But I like where your head's at.
Okay, cool. So when you think of like, man, who was that I was supposed to think of? And you think of like messing up something, like maybe
yeah,
an
go.
Important speech at a time. That's what's going to be me. Maybe like, I don't know, when Vaughn's winner pick Owen bungles final tribal council.
All right.
What do you got, Phil?
I should just stick with what my winner pick was, which is Justine. But based on everything that I'm hearing about these first 4 minutes, I don't think she was in it. And when I was picking my winners, I had read this very quickly, and I don't think I put a lot of emphasis on the fact that – or a lot of thought into the idea that she did choose Joey Amazing as somebody she wants to play like. I mean, Vaughn, I appreciate you bringing that up. I probably should have went with Lindsay because she chose Michelle, and who the hell does that? And that should have automatically gotten her in my good graces. But Joey Amazing is like you were saying with Rupert earlier, like you just don't want to say you want to play like Joey Amazing, because if you say that, that means that you're going to finish like – ninth to 11th, and that's it. Goodbye. Like, people will love you, but you're not going to last very long. So that's tough. I'm between like three people. I'm going to finally take a woman. I'm not going to have a boys tribe anymore.
I know.
I can't take it. I'm going to actually go with Noelle on this. And my reasoning for taking Noelle is I just think that like Kelly Bruno would have been fine in Nicaragua had Nayanka not been on that tribe. There's no Nayanka on this season. Like, they're not casting that type of player personality anymore. And I think that Noelle is going to be very strong for her tribe. I think she's going to do really good things. And I think that she's going to start to become a threat later in the game, and that's when they're going to boot her. But I think that she's going to still be in the game. It's fine that she wears Crocs. It's totally cool. Just make sure you don't wear socks with the Crocs, because that is uncalled for. And it's shocking to me that high schoolers are doing that and showing up in public. My goodness. But yeah, I'm going to go with Noelle instead of Justine, and instead of Cassidy was going to be my other choice because she follows us on social media. And that's really all I give to you.
I think it's very telling about how we feel about the two people who weren't picked that we still didn't pick them for the superstar. Because Vaughn, you're right. It's like, it's free points that nobody else would get. Now we're all just kind of sharing points with each other.
Right. Sammy, if you're watching, I still think I think that could be my big regret. I think not taking the Sammy and getting the point upside there. Like, if he makes like the final eight or whatever, the point upside is huge. Mm-hmm. So Sammy, if you're watching, I haven't given up on you, even though you have terrible answers on your questionnaire.
Yeah. I just think, who had Noelle? Alexa? Good. So now I get to steal half of Alexa's points pretty much every week. So I'm like always going to just be breathing down her neck, and sorry, Alexa, you're not winning. You're not winning. Okay. Never going to happen.
I'm shooting for a cool second place.
Yeah.
Just not. I mean, yeah, anything above my abysmally last place, I'm cool with. But if I can get like the biggest win ever, I think that'll balance it out.
Your winners at War performance was truly one of the most remarkably bad performances.
It was. Yeah. And the only way to balance that out is by a remarkably really good performance.
You got
to
go 1 through 5 with who you got on your team.
Yeah, right, exactly. Because I basically went, 1 through 5 first boots, right? So
that was bad. That
was pretty bad.
But anyway, well, Vaughn, intern, Robert, I will call you Robert. You're an adult. You've convinced me with all of the letters down there at the bottom that I should call you Robert. But Robert Vaughn. Okay. Cool actor in Westerns back in the day, Robert Vaughn. Thank you both for joining us here. Love having you both on. This was fun. I thought it was going to be weird to try to do this with four people. I think it worked out. Poor Janine and Sammy not being picked here, but I think it worked out that we ended
up ready for them to prove us wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll be 1 and 2.
Alexa, do you want me to take this? I know you got yourself on mute. Are you good to take like,
I am. There's just people yelling in the room next to me, but not just very loud. So we're going to be live tomorrow because we're finally at the premiere. We're going to be live at 10 p.m. Eastern because it's a 2-hour episode. So make sure to submit your fantasy draft. For those of you who are $20 patrons, just email it over to us. For those $20 patrons who are also participating in the power ranking scheme, that doesn't start until next week, so you're off the hook. Submit your boot list and submit your prop bets for anybody who's listening.
Those close at the start of the East Coast premiere. So if you are West Coast and listening, you got 3 less hours to do it than you think you do.
You're on the wrong coast. Exactly.
Actually, I have the exact same amount of time.
Phil, do you want to talk a little bit about our patrons?
Yeah. So patreon.com/survivorspecialist. We have a Discord going on now that we're going to be having a live chat link in there for tomorrow's episode. So people can kind of discuss the episode instead of going, this way it's not just on Facebook. Half of them watch it together. Anyway, that's for any of our patrons, 1, 5, 10, or $20 patrons. For $20 patrons, like we said already, send us 6 names though, just because we did 4 and then our bonus person, you're sending us 6 names. It can be any 6 people on the team or any 6 people on the season. That's going to be your fantasy game. John and McKenna did a great job with the challenge this season. So they stuck it out. Danny and Sarah took home gold. So kept it in Team Survivor, and Danny came on our podcast knowing he was going to win and just didn't give us anything. And I wish he would have. So maybe I would have watched the damn thing. So that's what we're going to be doing for the patrons. So if you want to be a patron, in addition, tomorrow night after the episode, I'm going to be doing like a patron only I think it's for $10 and $20 patrons. I forget. Me and McKenna talked about it a while ago, but where I'm going to be taking pressing questions from that Discord, everything like that. Do like a quick 15, 20, 25 minute show, put that out for all the patrons after the episode, be a little bit more loosey goosey and not maybe be as nicey nice as Alexa and I tend to be on here because we play the political game a little bit. But that'll be fun. So we'll be doing that. I'll be doing that after every episode moving forward, with the exception of October 12th, which we'll get to that when we get to that. But Alexa knows. So somebody else will fill in, or we just won't have it that week. But so become a $10, $20 patron. That's where you're going to be getting the most. If you're a $5 patron, you get a Q&A, and we pretty much get three questions every week. So it's really not that beneficial. Did I miss anything, Alexa? Are we good?
That was beautiful. Thank you to our two special guests for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Always a pleasure. I think the last time I was on here with intern, he was like 8 or 9 years old. He certainly didn't have any facial hair.
I know. And now I almost have to sign up for my own healthcare soon.
Wow. Welcome to adulthood. My mom kicked me out of the tree 5 years ago. It's terrible. Never gets better. But all right, everybody. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for joining. And Alexa and I will see you tomorrow night. Bye-bye.
Bye.